Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, Shir should be a special schus. Fuas, Avraham Noach ben Yehudis, Yosef Israel ben Chaim Michal Menashe Chaim ben Shalom Mesupacha, Social Kol Yisrael, is based on the Torah of Meirav Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livroche. Ketuv Torah that Chatzos Laila is the Zman HaMesuyam for Makas Bechoros, so to Zman Achilas Pesach, Hadas Rosh Ben Azaria, as until Chatzos. Nevertheless, the mile of the Zman of Leil Tesvav is shayach to the whole night, like it says on the Sinas Adam veHamashko for Shtei Mezuzos, that it's noig ad haboiker v'atem lo teitzuish b'betzach peso ad boiker. So it says Shmos 12:22. Explains the Gur Aryeh that even though siman adam hu lihinatzer mimakat b'chorot v'zo hayta b'chatzot mikol makom kol alayla nechshav b'zman shel makas b'chayrus, even though the siman of the dam is to be saved for makas b'chayrus, and that was at Chatzos, nevertheless, the whole Laila is considered the time for Makas Bechoros. So we have to understand what the inyan of Kol HaLaila has to do with Makas Bechoros that was Dafka at Chatzos. So we'll begin explaining the inyan of Chatzos Laila Bechlal, that's Shoresh, is over here. As we see already, Mechumas by Avraham Avinu Vayacholek Aleim HaLaila, Chazal tell us that Nischalek HaLaila, and it was split up into halves, and it was Meshumer. Half of it was protected, was guarded for Leil HaPesach. As Rashi says in the Pasuk 14:15, that Bechotza Tzirishon Lasalones, Avram had a nes in the first night, first half, and the second Chetzi was guarded for the Chatzos Laila of Mitzrayim. אז הבן ואיר את עניין חצות הלילה בכלל ששורשו כאן. כתוב בפסוק בתהילים מבטת, יומם יצווה השם חסדו ובלילה שירו עמי תפילה לקהל חי. In the morning Hashem will command his chesed, and the night sing with me a prayer to the living God, to the God of my life, לקהל חיי. So, the uniqueness of Day to Chesed, we can understand. Lagid ba'bokir chazdecha, se yoimam yitzava Hashem chazdei. Aba ma'inyan shira la'layla. What does shira have to do with night? Why is it ba'layla shiro imi? The inyan is that Shira said on the Mapal of Rishayim, Brachas 9b, in other words, in that place where earlier the Rishayim stood with all of their force and power, and now they fell, that is when the Shira is aroused. However, when the Rishus was not Misgaber, Melech HaTchila, there's no room for Shira, and therefore Dafka HaLaila, שהוזמן שעליו אמרו אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מייחד שמו עליו, like we spoke about in another shir, God doesn't put his name, ויקרא אלוקים לאור יום. God's name is on the light, but not in the darkness, רק לחושך קרא לילה, but his name is not מסייחד in the darkness. That's when the Rishayim have his gabrus. So when we see a mapola of Rishayim, the mouth is filled with song over the Nitzachon. That's why at night, there's no Shem Hashem. Shem is kiviyachal absent, it's darkness. And when there is, that's when the Rishayim have their power. But when we see the downfall of the Rishayim, the Mamela, we sing a Shirat Hashem on the Nitzachon, and now he's present again. So what does it mean, Tfila Lekel Chayai? A Tfila to the God of my life. So we have to be makdim what it says in Tehillim, Mu'la Lekra Hashem. ומן אויביי יבשר, רש"י מסביר, שכבר אמר הלל הישועה עתידה לבוא בשעה שקורא להשם, להיוושע. Praised, I will call out to Hashem, and from my enemies I will be saved. Rashi explains that he already said, Hallel, on the future salvation, when he calls out to Hashem to save him. However, we have to understand, הלא כלל קיבלנו ויסוד מוסד לנו, שאף אגב שאני בחסדך ותחתי, אבגיע לבי בישועתך, Even though I'm betuach in your chesed, I'm sure you're going to do a chesed, and my heart is going to be joyful with your salvation. Nevertheless, Ashira LaHashem, Atai, when am I going to sing? Only Ki Gamal Alai, famous word in Brisk, that I only say Shira after the Yeshua. Zman Amiras Shira, Zman Ki Gamal Alai before. So what's Pshat in this, according to that, has that shtim with this Rashi, that I'm ready saying Shira before the salvation. So you can have a simcha for the Yeshua, you can have bitachon in the Yeshua. Aval vifaltu arayin the Shira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai. As ech afshal kan lehalel ala Yeshua, when the Yeshua hasn't come lemaisa. So there's a Kabbalah from the Maril Diskin that the explanation is Mehula lekra Hashem. What this is referring to is Sidur Shvacho Yitbarach Shebarosh HaTfilah Leolam Yisader Adam Shevcho Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'achakach Yitpalel. We're talking about organizing the Shevach of Hashem, beginning of davening. First says the Shevach of Hashem, and then he davens. ולעניין זה הוא שנאמר שאפשר להכניס רשימת שבחים אלו על הנהגת הטובות שתפילה הזו מתייחסת אליהם. והוא שאמר, מהולל אקרא השם שאני מסדר שבחו של השם בתפילתי עם אותם הישועות שאני מצפה אליהם, ואף על פי שעדיין לא נתקיימו. בכל מקום לגבי סידור שבחו, שפיר דומי. In other words, when it says Mehula Lekra Hashem, that I'm already praising Hashem for his Yeshuas, it's talking about that part of our tefillah where we're first misadu the Shevach of Hashem, and then we dive and then we make bakashas. So as one of the Shvachim, we can also include the Nisim. That's part of the Siddur Shvachu Shel Makom. So it's not talking in general that we say Shira, but Dafka is part of the framework of tefillah. So according to this klal, we understand tefillah lekel chayai. Yesh mi shelibo hu lev shel tefillah, v'yonek chiyuto mitefillah, asher nashav tamid b'matzav shel mitpalel, av shelo b'sha tefillah. Sometimes a person has a heart for tefillah, and he draws his vitality from tefillah. He's always in a matzav mispalel, even though it's not b'sha's tefillah. Like it says, v'ani tefillah, I am tefillah. So tefillah lekel chayai. So this praise that this person is saying is lekel to the God of my life. In other words, I am living the tefillah, and therefore I will praise Hashem even before the Yeshua. So that is the seder of the pasuk. Yoimam, which is chesed, itzav v'chasdo, God commands his kindness. Uvelaila, kishem mitapech shelton harishayim, yitparetz hapeh b'shira. At night, when the Rishayim are strong, when they have Shilton, so the mouth is going to become strong, is going to break out in song. At night, כשיתפך שלטון הרשעים, there's going to be, when it's transformed, Shilton of the Rishayim is transformed, from Ra to Tov, the mouth is going to break out into song. The combination of these two, the chesed of Yoimah, and the anhaga of Hashem, that is mahapich shilton rishayim shel laila, kol elu mitztarfim v'nichnasim. So you have this tzeruf, the yom Hashem chazir, the chesed of Hashem by day, and also that Hashem transforms the shilton of rishayim at night, and even though at night God is absent kibiyachol, but we're talking here about where God appears at night, where God transforms. It's not the time of rishayim, it's the time of the gilui of kvod Hashem. So that's mitztaref to part of my chiyus in tefillah. And it is tefillah lekel chayai. In other words, even before the ishapchus befoal, even before the night is transformed into a time of light and the rishayim are no longer empowered, but I'm already praising Hashem. It's already part of my tefillah. Tefillah lekel chayai. This tefillah is part of my chiyus. This tefillah is already said before it happens. Beautiful perush on the pasuk. Now the ishapchus halayla v'anefira shel ra b'klaliyut ha'olamot efshariti b'shnei ofanim ze l'fnim mize. The transformation of night and the falling of evil in general, the in the worlds, is possible in two different ways, one deeper than the other. One, with the recognition that the Ra was only a platform, was only for the sake of the good, and a preparation for the good, like Akira, Shehi Litzorech Hanocha. And it says in the Nevuah about the future, V'nigash Choresh B'kotzer, and the plower is going to meet the reaper, meaning that the preparer, the Choresh, is going to be very close to the reaper, which is the purpose, the reaping, the Ktzira. That's today we have there is a anhaga of Hazorim B'dim'a, Berina Yiktzoru. You plant with dima, with tears, and you reap with joy, but there's a lot of time in between. Then, La Sid Lavo, it's going to be so close to each other, there's going to be no time for tears. It's just going to be nullified with the Rina. V'nigash HaChoresh B'kotzer. Ze pasuk be'amos b'perek tet b'pasuk yud gimel. אז זה דרגה אחת, אבל יש דרגה פנימית יותר של התהפכות הלילה, הכרה יותר נשגבה, שלא היה כאן קלקול כל עיקר. גם מעיקרה הכל נסגר כסדר של תיקון, ומה שהיה נראה בשעתו כקלקול לא היה רק דמיון בלבד. There was never a kilkul to start with. What looked like the first way is that the bad is a preparation for the good. The second way is the bad wasn't bad in the first place. It's all dimyonis. Like we say, gam zu letova. Even the choshech was light. We just didn't see it. There are two mahalchim in the relationship between day and night. One is vayera vayboker, in other words, first darkness, and then light. In the second mahalach, is not first darkness, then light, but first light, first day, and then night. Corresponding to these two mahalchim, of Histapchus Hara, there are two parts of night. That mitzad atzmo, the zman that's miyuchad l'shilton hara, there are two parts of night that mitzad atzmo is the time that is unique to the power of evil in the world. Let's explain. Chatzos laila is when is transformed from one part to another. Okay, so we have two mahalchim of Hishapchus Hara. Connected that, we have two halakim of night. In other words, what are the two mahalchim of Ra? Two mahalchim of Ra are that Ra is a preparation for the good. That's mahalach number one. And mahalach number two is that the Ra is not a preparation for the good as much as the Ra is determined to be good in the first place. It was never around in the first place. So when is this transformation made at night? At Chatzos. The first part of the night is Ra is a hechsher for good. That's Meikar Chashucha, first darkness, and then Hadr Nahoira, and then light, by Erev Ayboker. Ve'aliyah mitoch HaChoshech El HaOr. We go from the darkness to the light, and the night precedes the morning, and that is expressed in the second part of the night. In other words, this first mahalach of Ra, Zehech Shalatov, is the second part of the night, because that's where first you have darkness, from midnight on you have darkness, and then light. The second mahalach is where the night is after the day. What does it mean the night is after? There's no kilkul at all. So that mahalach, that there's no kilkul at all, is after Chatzos. So when night precedes day, first is darkness, then is light. That's from Chatzosan. And that's the darkness being a platform for the light. And then there was no darkness in the first place. That's when the darkness comes after the night. The darkness is really a hemshech of the night comes after the day. That's when the darkness is really, in the deeper sense, it's really light. It's a hemshech, it's a continuation of the day. There's no kilkul at all. And that's until Chatzos Laila. So from Chatzos Laila, it's darkness. Then first darkness, then light. Darkness is a platform for light. And until Chatzos Laila, from the first purpose part of the night, it's all light. That's Laila's after the day. And it's even an aliyah. The day has an aliyah to the night. In other words, this tfisa, this perception, that even in night and choshech contains with it a groisa, groisa licht, a great, great light. And on this, there was a nevuah in Zechariah, V'haya yom echad. I love this pasuk. Mamish marnin et hanefesh and mesamech et halev. Zcharia yud dalid zayin. Omer pasuk v'haya yom echad. Hu yodea la'ashem. Hu yivada la'ashem. Lo yom v'lo laila. V'haya le'et erev yihye or. This day, one day will be known to God. It's going to be not day, not night. At night, there's going to be light. In other words, this is a nevuah of the transformation of the power and the governance and the reign of evil, of night into light, from night to light. So, these two perushim in the transformation of light, of night, meaning that night will be a platform for light, and or night will itself be light, are expressed in the two parts of night. First part of the night is the second mahalach, the deeper mahalach, that darkness is really light. It's really all good to start with. And the second mahalach part of night is darkness is a preparation for the light. So these two parts are included in the nevuah that explains the achrus hayamim. V'hinei makat bechorot b'leil tetvav haya b'chatzot. So this transformation of darkness to light is included in the nevuah of Acharis Hayamim. And Makas Bechoros was when? Was at Chatzos, in between these two parts of night. And that night, there was a gilui. Haya gilui kol chazon shel acharit hayamim binyan laila b'chlal. There was a revelation of the whole vision of the end of days with regard to night in general. Leil tesvav, about which it says, Leil shimurim lahashem, hu halayla hazeh lahashem, kan shemo mityached ala layla. This night is a leil shimurim to Hashem. This night, halayla hazeh lahashem, shemos yud beis, mem beis. Here Hashem's night name is associated with the night. This is a night that includes the inyan of the hishapchus, of the transformation of the night to light, of the darkness to light. And that is where Knesset Yisrael was created, and that's where Knesset Yisrael draws its power, and it always waits for the restoration of that night as a constant reality. And that is where Knesset Yisrael takes its power to be mitzaref to its tefillah, this vision, and to add Shevach and Hillel, like David HaMelech says, Tefillah Lekel Chaya. That's where we're drawing our chiyus from, because the heart of Knesset Yisrael is filled with the tzipia, with the anticipation, u'bitachon, and with the faith, with the trust for that time. And all of the expressions of Knesset Yisrael, of the collective soul of the Jewish people on the transformation of evil to good, flow from that night, Leil Tesvav, the Zman of the Leda of Klal Yisrael. Uvezeh HaChazon, the time of the birth of the Jewish people. Uvezeh HaChazon, Shezachta Knesset Yisrael Be'oto Laila, Chayehi Yatchay, with this vision that Knesset Yisrael merited on that night, she lives her life. And based on this, we are married B'Shvachim, even today, even in advance. Mehula Lekra Hashem. I will already say hallel beforehand. In other words, before the night is transformed into day. The emphasis is on chatzos. Mipnei shezeu harega shekolel shel chalkei alayla. This is the night that contains both parts of the night, which is the hishapchus of darkness to light, those two aspects of night. So now we come back to the Gur Aryeh. The Gur Aryeh, kazachur, said that even though the siman of the dam was to save us from Makas Bechoros, now it's at Chatzos, nevertheless, the whole night is considered the Zman of Makas Bechoros. Because this Nekud of Chatzos is Mechaber, connects both parts of night. The first part of night, which represents there never being night at all, never being darkness at all. It was really all light in a deeper sense. And the second part of the night representing the night being a darkness, being a platform for the good, being a preparation for the good. So therefore, the Maila is the ganze Nacht, is the whole night, just Makas Bechoros, is that one Nekuda, that was the Nekuda of Gilui, but in that Nekuda of Gilui, of the revelation of Hashem, when Hashem came down, so that connects the two parts of the night, where, like we said, from Zechariah of Hayom Echad, Hu Yivadel Hashem Lo Yom Vela Laila Vela Yisar Ve'Ol, so that's the time of this great light, and that's why at night we're saying Hallel, which is Hallel means light, by the way, which is usually a day thing. We say Hallel by day, not at night. But now we're saying it dafka at night because Mehula Lekel Hashem, we're already praising Hashem in advance for the future Yeshua. And as we said, this Mehula Hashem is done in the context of the tefillah, of the Sidur Shvachu Shel Makom. And I'm saying that now already in my tefillah, because it's a tefillah kel chayai. This is where I get my chiyus from. I get my chiyus from this future. No, my rabbi rabbi said, "Hadvarim lo ayu niflaim biyoter. Ayu niflaim biyoter baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya." As ani modeh lechem shehezantem. בעזרת השם אנחנו נראה עוד ועוד ועוד נפלאות. שלום שלום, אהוביי, ידידיי, הוריי ורבותיי.